Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. This is H-Town Wheelhouse, and here comes another quick hit on H-Town Wheelhouse podcast. Up next, we'll talk about former Astros, what they've said about the 2017 scandal, and the fact that today is the first day that teams have pitchers and catchers reporting, even though the Astros aren't reporting till Thursday. For pitchers and catchers in Florida, we are excited for this week to get the ball rolling. H-Town Wheelhouse Quick Hit is next. Okay, guys, I know we're kind of sick of talking about the Astros scandal, but I might as well go ahead and cover this and get it out of the way and not talk about this until we hear from the actual Houston Astros that are currently on the 2020 roster. We do remember Dallas Keuchel coming out and saying something on January 24th about apologizing for the sign-stealing scandal. And then most recently at the Fan Fest the Tampa Rays held, Charlie Morton basically said, "I regret not doing more to stop it." I think a lot of these guys that used to be on the team that aren't Astros anymore, they make some valid points. And I do like Charlie Morton's, I guess, somewhat tempered response. He doesn't throw his team under the bus at all. His former team under the bus. He does acknowledge that it went on. He even says, "I was aware of the banging, being in the dugout. You could hear it. I don't know when it dawned on me, but you knew it was going on. Personally, I regret not doing more to stop it. I don't know what that would have entailed. I think the actions would have been somewhat extreme to stop it. That's a hypothetical." So this was reported by the Tampa Bay Times, and the article came out on, I'm looking for this, like 2 or 3 days ago, over the weekend. Mark Topkin is the author of the article. That's weird. Does not have a date on the article. Anyways, so this article was published, and Sports Illustrated took it as its base or foundation for their article on Charlie Morton talking about the 2017 World Series. He definitely does talk about thinking about it a lot, thinking about how this has negatively impacted the game, people's perception of the game, opposing fans, so on and so forth, and how it still bothers him kind of to this day. He says, though, that the perception, he says, "I think the perception of that World Series was negatively affected at minimum. Certainly the public perception is that the win has changed, and my peers, too. People have weighed in on this. That's the reality of it. There are moments during the World Series that will always be special to me. That won't be tainted, but certainly that's justified. That's a justified perception to have and what people have expressed." Bottom line is this: I don't understand what the incessant whining and moaning is from the opposing fan bases. And you continue to hear people say they need to be banned from baseball. They need to tear down the entire team. Sports Talk 790 reported, Michael Connor tweeted out that they've literally gotten phone calls this weekend that the Astros should trade all of their players and they should tear down the organization and build from the ground up. Just some absolutely ludicrous, over-the-top discussion in regards to the cheating scandal. Is it a scandal? Yes. Did they cheat? Yes. Does it suck that our only world title is now tainted and forever criticized by their fan bases? Definitely. But as an Astros fan, I'll tell you what I think. Bottom line is this: no one can say with 100% certainty that the Astros would or would not have won the 2017 World Series championship with or without the cheating. Now, you can choose one side or the other, but no one knows for sure. I, in my heart, believe that this team is good enough and talented enough to go back to the World Series and prove everybody wrong this year. That's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to 2020. So that's all I'm going to say about that. In my next segment, let's talk about pitchers and catchers reporting this week.
Something in the NBA, I'm going to get that in a second. You're good as usual here. You know the Astros have a chip on their shoulder. They are going to want to prove to the world everybody's going to doubt them. And I can see Houston next year, regular season coming up here. You know, you think that we cheated, we'll show you. And I think you can capitalize on that and really have a motivated group for 162. I'm sure you have thought of that. Let me get your take on that. Go ahead.
Man, you sound like a manager, man. You sure you don't want to manage down here?
No. I've talked to you too many times. I know you think. Go ahead.
Well, that's exactly how I think. And, you know, you go out and play. Just go out and play, go out and win, and then we'll see at the end. And, you know, that's all you can do. I mean, you can't live so far in the future. I mean, you see, you know, people dying every day, you know, and I mean, it really affected me when, you know, when Kobe died the other day, and I had my brother die and a few months ago, and, you know, you live so far in the future, and it's not promised to anybody, so you got to live each day as it comes. You have to, you know, be appreciative of everything that you have in life and every day. So I'm just going to tell these guys to just try to be as happy as you can, you know, focus on a daily basis. And again, you know, love each other and learn from your mistakes. That's the whole thing about life. You got to learn from your, you know, from your mistakes, because we've all made mistakes. And, you know,
I want to leave it right there. Now, I don't know where the Spanish in the background is coming from. I was trying to listen for it. But that is actually part of an interview that Russo had on High Heat with Dusty Baker. And I wanted to talk about that real quick before we get to pitchers and catchers. These guys, I believe, are going to come out motivated. And if anybody out there thinks that they're not, then they are sorely mistaken. So the big question, as the Houston Astros report to spring training this Thursday, they know they have in lock Justin Verlander, Zach Greinke, and Lance McCullers Jr. Obviously, he's coming off of Tommy John surgery, but he's expected to come back, you know, ready for the regular season. His workload and how much he'll be able to endure, we'll have to see. I can't imagine him being able to pitch beyond a certain amount of innings. Let's say, I mean, he's not going to throw 220 innings. Let's say he throws between 140 and 160 innings-wise. And so that right there might be the threshold. At the same time, I don't know if Dusty Baker, being a new manager, will be able to keep him from pitching as much as he wants to. And of course, I don't know the inner workings, how they're working the system now, the hierarchy, what part of the decisions that Jim Crane has. But the Houston Astros coming back, they have they have two rotation spots that are up for grabs. And here are the names that have the potential to be in those two positions. Jose Urquidy, Brad Peacock, Framber Valdez, Josh James, the most major league ready, and Austin Pruitt. Obviously, those are your five most major league ready pitchers. They have major league experience. They've started. They've been in relief. They didn't sign Austin Pruitt just to sit on the bench. So I really think Austin Pruitt's my number five right now, and Jose Urquidy is my number four. Now, the others that the other four would be Christian Javier, Forrest Whitley, Brian Abreu, and I think I just said Framber Valdez. Anyways, I don't know if Framber Valdez has major league experience, but I don't know that he's a real option. He struggled a lot last year. I almost said a la la la. Anyways, he struggled a lot last year. We even got to see him pitch in Round Rock. He even struggled there. And hopefully he's had the offseason and he's fixed some of his mechanics. When he's on, he's got really good stuff. But this Christian Javier kid, Brian Abreu, if they can get lightning in a bottle with these guys, they are formidable. They could be formidable additions down the road. Forrest Whitley. You know, he's kind of gone up and down. He was the most sought after prospect. Then he had the injuries. He had the PED thing. He had all these different issues that he's had going on. And he probably has his sights set on being a part of the staff in 2020. And from the past regime's talk is the goal is to get Whitley up here sooner rather than later. So look for Forrest Whitley to vie for a position in spring training. I really like Brian Abreu. I really like Christian Javier. So, you know, this new general manager, this new manager, they have some, basically, they have some tough decisions to make. Like I said, when you look at the major league ready pitchers, Jose Urquidy, Brad Peacock, Josh James, Framber Valdez, the two safest options, the two best options, I think, would be Urquidy and Brad Peacock, of former players. But Austin Pruitt, if they can get him in the swing of things and get that spin rate going and get him to utilize the pitches that Brent Strom wants him to use, then Austin Pruitt could be fighting for that fifth spot between himself and Brad Peacock. So pitchers and catchers do report. Of course, on the catcher side, we know we have Martin Maldonado, we have Dustin Grenot, and we also have Garrett Stubbs. Garrett Stubbs, I would love for him to come on. I would love for him to have a year where he becomes the backup and where he gets some regular playing time behind the plate. He looks like a young Buster Posey. I don't know if he will perform like Buster Posey, but he sure as heck looks like his doppelganger. And so that is really my quick hit report for Houston Astros, H-Town Wheelhouse. Quick hit number 4 of 2020. I'm so pumped about this week, about the pitchers and catchers reporting. If you want to catch more of that interview, you can actually go on astros.com and search the Astros Head to Florida with Rotation Spots Open by Brian McTaggart, local beat writer for the Houston Astros. He inserted the 12-minute and 20-second interview with Dusty Baker and Russo. And so it's a really good interview. Dusty has a lot of good things to say. I think, honestly, the Astros have a lot to look forward to. And, yes, the questions are going to be bombarded, are going to be thrown at them like grenades at the very beginning. And I think if the Astros handle it in a smart way, in an intelligent way, that they can diffuse a lot of it in the beginning and not have to keep it up throughout the entire season. Because at some point, they are going to probably stop talking about it. This is H-Town Wheelhouse. Thanks for joining us. You have a great week.